Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 200 for Wednesday, December 24th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market chopped around both sides of unchanged in thin holiday trade Wednesday, but finished lower in the most active months. Canola was up by over $6 in the nearby January contract as participants were working to exit the lightly traded front month, but canola was down about a dollar or so in the more active deferred months, with the March contract down 70 cents at $435.70 per ton. Trade was best described as up and down, with canola generally bouncing back and forth within a $5 range throughout the shortened Christmas Eve session. Canadian markets will be closed Thursday and Friday for Christmas and Boxing Day. U.S. markets are only closed Thursday, and the possibility of any volatility on Friday had Canadian traders squaring positions and moving to the sidelines. Losses in the Chicago soy complex today did account for some of the spillover selling pressure in canola. A slightly firmer tone in the Canadian dollar was another bearish influence. But on the other side, solid end-user demand and a lack of farmer selling provided underlying support. The general technical trend also remains pointed higher, although canola appears to have run into some nearby resistance. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were down, with some of the biggest losses in wheat. Soybeans, they were 8 to 11 cents per bushel lower. The March contract down 10 at 10.35 per bushel. Activity was thin and choppy as participants moved to the sidelines ahead of the Christmas holiday. Solid export demand continued to provide some underlying support for soybeans, but the favorable crop prospects in South America were a bearish influence overhanging the market. Corn, it was lower at Wednesday's close, the March contract down 6 cents at 4.08 per bushel. Steady demand and a lack of farmer selling for the time being were a bit supportive, but there are still large supplies in the country and deliveries are expected to pick up after the holidays. The sharp losses in wheat also spilled over to put pressure on corn. Wheat was down 16 to 25 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 25 at 6.10 per bushel. After posting big advances earlier this week, wheat was due for a bit of a correction, and traders were booking profits ahead of the holidays. While ideas that Russia will implement measures to slow exports did remain supportive, that news has largely been factored into the market for the time being. In addition, the U.S. wheat is once again looking expensive in the global market, and that could limit any spillover demand created by Russia's actions. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.